here at the IFAJ 2013 Congress in Argentina. With me is Ken Colombini, Director of Communications for the National Corn Growers Association, one of a team of three corn grower types that came along on this trip. And Ken, this was your first IFAJ meeting, correct?
Yes, it was, Cindy. I don't usually attend meetings like this, but we really couldn't let the opportunity pass by to come here. I'm with the representatives from the U.S. Grains Council and the Iowa Corn Promotion Board, and we came along to meet with ag journalists from all over the world and talk about issues they're seeing, especially in terms of biotechnology and what concerns they're hearing from people about biotechnology, how their media operates in their countries, and to get a sense of how we can communicate better what we're doing in our partnership called Maizol with the Argentine and the Brazilian corn growers.
Well, we went on the grains tour. We heard from officials here, different groups. And what would you say your main reaction was to the meeting? And what of the more surprising things that you found out here in Argentina?
This is my first time in South America. Frankly, I was blown away by the beauty of it and by the food. Coming here in wintertime is a little different. I'm sure it's much more beautiful in the spring or the summer. One takeaway would be just everybody seems to have the same kind of concerns about what's going on in agriculture, a lot of concerns about regulations and taxation and things like that that we need to work on further. Argentina is an entirely different kind of country than the United States in terms of policies, so kind of seeing how things operate here kind of shed a light on what's going on in the States and makes me anyway a lot more appreciative of what we have in the United States.
A lot of emphasis on sustainability also. It seems like every speaker that we heard talked about that.
I was really fascinated by the discussions about no-till farming. It's something that we're working on very strongly in the United States, and seeing how well they've been able to encourage farmers to do that here in Argentina, where 80% of the farms are no-till, it's really amazing to see that. We're really hopeful that in the United States, this is the kind of sustainability talk we can do. An interesting point from one of the presentations this morning talked about how chemicals aren't bad for the earth. What's bad for the earth is plowing. A really kind of interesting concept that I'm interested in exploring further once I get back home.
Well, and something that surprised me, I guess, was the great emphasis on soybeans here and not so much corn. It seems like they've lessened their production of corn here. And also the export tariffs on both of those products and other agricultural commodities, which I found very surprising also.
Yeah, corn's expensive to raise here, and so I can see why farmers are shying away from it. One of the observations made the other night was interesting when we had the presentation from the soybean person about how biodiesel and soy get along really well, and for them it's food and fuel, which is exactly what we say in the States when it comes to ethanol. So I pointed out to him afterwards that he took one of our talking points about ethanol, applying it to soy biodiesel here in Argentina.
And what about those export tariffs? What, 35, 20-something percent on corn? And it was more on soybeans, which also surprised me. It's more on soybeans, and yet the cost of production for soybeans is still lower.
One thing that the Maizol program with Argentina, Brazil, and the U.S. is really working on, besides talking about biotechnology, is the importance of having trade be as fair and free as possible. So something we're going to be working on very definitely in the near future.
Well, definitely. It seems like it needs to be worked on. Another thing that struck me was the precision agriculture. It seems like they're maybe 10 years behind the United States in adoption, but they said they're rapidly getting it.
Well, it's good to see a lot of the same equipment on the farms that we visited that we have back in the States. So, again, it's this kind of technology, besides what's going on in the seed itself, that will help us boost yields all over the world. And the more these kinds of practices can spread, the better we will be at feeding the entire world as the population increases.
Well, speaking of Maizol, you mentioned it a couple of times now, and I spoke with Pam Johnson about this last week, but this is the U.S., Brazil, and Argentina as the three groups of corn growers that are involved in this alliance. And they are meeting also this week again in Panama, correct?
Yes, the board is meeting in Panama right now. I have no idea what's going on there in particular. We came down here, it's kind of scheduled separately for the communicators themselves to do a kind of fact-finding mission. So hopefully we'll be seeing a lot more on Maizol in the months ahead.
Well, we hope so. Anything else you'd like to add, Ken?
It has been a great visit, but I'm looking forward to getting back home. Learned so much here, had some great food, and made some great friends in the international ag media. So it's been a fantastic trip for me.
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Ken. Here at the 2013 IFAJ Congress, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.